Hey, I won't be on here long. I got stuff I gotta go do, man. I've been playing catch up on some of these live streams. Probably the most infamous one with Edward Anderson and my man AM1 going at it. And then I caught soup bits and pieces of Super Sly talking about the Edward Anderson AM1 back and forth about how the Black Manosphere should evolve. Then I'm currently listening to Citizen Lou, and Gabe A up there, made mention of me. Talking about somebody took their stream down about. Well, guess what, Gabe A? The stream is back up. And let me go ahead and explain why I took the stream down. I took the stream down because I didn't want to give any more shine to you. It wasn't because I'm scared. Or I don't stand on what I believe in. I just didn't want to really acknowledge your presence anymore. But fuck that, my nigga. The stream is back up and we're gonna let it rock out and do what it do. But moving forward, I ain't gonna be addressing this fuck nigga. But anyways, talk about the space. Everybody's like, you got AM1 is on the skills and resources tip, right? Edward Anderson is on this. We got to cry about these B-dubs all day. And, Citizen Lou, I kind of, here's the thing, right? Once upon a time, I was kind of on this tip of, well, let me back that up. When I first started YouTube and I came in here on some Negro nonsense stuff, and I never truly stopped, and then I kind of evolved into maybe we should present, quote unquote solutions. Because I remember these I came to YouTube like 2015, 2016. And I remember people used to always tell me, what's your solution? What's your solution? That question was like forever being thrown around, right? So I took it upon myself to create my version of a solution because I don't have all the answers. I'm just very knowledgeable about two things in life. The military, i.e. the army, because I was in the military, and IT, because I've been doing that for 20 years. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend to be a subject matter expert in real estate, finances, investing. I'm not the game dude. I'm just really very knowledgeable in certain things, right? And so I was like, all right, well, I don't have all the answers to your female woes. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't relate to y'all, and it's not to sit here and be like, trying to flex like, oh, I look better than this, or yada yada yada. It's just, not every dude has went through those trials and tribulations. And then I'll also concede a point to TVA. I had actually posted a picture of my wife on my community tab, right? Because niggas was like, what's your wife look like? So I posted a picture, and niggas couldn't believe that was my wife. I'm like, yeah, that's what my wife looked like, right? And then this nigga was like, oh, you met your wife before social media. I was like, I gave a little pushback, but then I thought about it. I was like, yeah, I did meet my wife before social media. So what I'm saying is, I've been kind of removed. I have been removed from the dating scene. So a lot of the struggles you youngins out there dealing with these young chicks or even some of these chicks around my age, I can't relate because I ain't out there in them streets like that. So that's why I don't give relationship dating advice because yeah, I'm not out there in the field dealing with these crazies. Excuse me, I'll concede to that point. But anyway, so I was like, well, what can I contribute? I got some arty smarts. I'll try to, all right, let's talk about, niggas be in the space talking about tech. You got X amount of people. I was like, all right, well, here, I'll show y'all niggas. I'll teach you niggas tech, yada, yada, yada. And I tried to introduce it to this channel, but it wasn't popping, it wasn't hitting, right? So I created a whole other channel. Purposely went into the back room of YouTube to make sure that whatever I was doing on that channel doesn't necessarily bleed over into this channel. So I got like a totally different audience over there for the most part, right? And these are people that just subscribe to that channel for tech related content. And then everybody that comes over here to this channel, you subscribe here because you want to hear me just rant and rave about some bullshit, right? I mean, I would assume that's why y'all come here, right? Because when I was putting up other stuff, nobody cared. And so to get back to this whole, what should the space be? You know, I am of the mindset of Citizen Lou and others, Ty City and others. Like when it comes to the Black YouTube space, Black Manosphere space, I personally, I'm at this point now. I've been here for a while, but you know, I'm saying it now. I don't think this space really serves a purpose other than entertainment value. And maybe that's how everybody should treat it moving forward. Like I said, I've given my arguments for the lack of balance where I just hit something. Oh, the lack of balance into where I feel like brothers should be presenting useful information and then you can have your nigga shit. But I think that I think I've come to terms with the reality fully that this is just nigga shit central. And look, I enjoy it. I was telling my brother, he's not really into Black YouTube, Black Manosphere. We were just talking the other day, or was it yesterday or the day before? And I was telling my brother, I was like, bro, Black YouTube is probably the most entertaining thing going. Like, I don't even really watch a lot of television anymore. I spend so much time consuming Black YouTube content. I'm at work, I'm listening to it. I'm in the car driving back and forth, I'm listening to it. I'm at the crib, I'm listening to it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because it's a never-ending soap opera that you can actually participate in, whether you're just a content creator or you're somebody that's part of the chat mafia and you get to, you know, type up your little words or whatever. It's the best thing smoking, right? For a myriad of reasons. And none of the reasons really have anything to do with Black male progression. It's just listening to you got a certain segment of Negroes out there who I legitimately believe have mental issues that have created YouTube channels. I can give you an example of one by the name of Jalen, and this is not to pick on Jalen, but we all know Jalen, he being Reg the bad guy in Grandmaster Troll's channel all the time. But Jalen, he's a little slow. That's not to pick on him. That's just to say it is what it is. And I seen Jalen pop up on one of them dating channels or something, and he was just out there spitting all this red pill manosphere talking points, talking about, you know, he wants to see the community save and these scallywags and these Jezebels. But you know, but if you don't know anything about Jalen is like, I don't know, late 20s, early 30s. He's never even slept with a woman before. He's a virgin, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But what is kind of odd is to hear somebody who has never slept with a woman talking about the crazy things that women are doing when they're out there sleeping around. It's like, I don't know if you're really qualified to have that conversation and try to check women, SBE women, whatever you want to call it, when you've never even had a chick spread her legs for you to let you slide up into the wetness. It's the weirdest thing, but it's highly entertaining to listen to. So in the manosphere, we got segments of people like that who I legit believe got mental issues. Like they're not just fully all the way there. A matter of fact, I'll give you another example of a dude like that that's in and around the space. Dude named Psycho Candy, who has been watching Black YouTube content since he was like 10 or 11 years old. Now he's like 21, 22, 23. And I remember him saying on a stream one time that he had never even held a girl's hand. Like, we're talking about the most basic form of intimacy, you know, something that you learn how to do in middle school. At least I did. I was holding girls' hands, kissing, and all that crap. I started off young getting it in, but you know, I come from a different generation where we played hide and go get it at an early age. But we were talking to a dude or listening to a dude who was in his 20s talking about he had never even held a girl's hand in an intimate manner. But he's in the Black Manosphere and on YouTube making the rounds at the time, giving his opinions about relationships and that. But it's like, my nigga, you're openly admitting you've never even held a girl's hand before. So how are you even qualified to even give perspectives on something that you yourself have never even participated in no degree? So we got things like that going on with the mentally not all the way there dudes, and then that can bleed over into these to these incel-ish type of dude. And I'm not saying incels be bad, but you know, I'm just saying it is what it is, because I've had them on my channel before. Everybody, there's a conversation talking about how girls is using dudes for food. Any of y'all who've been subscribed to my podcast, because remember, I've been a content creator since at least 2013. I started off doing podcasting on iTunes, and I had a pretty decent audience. But I used to do this one particular show called Brown Liquor Experience. It was with me, my two younger brothers, and one of our homeboys. Anyways, we had this dude named HT come up on there on the podcast. This was way back in the day. HT told us this story about how he would be out here meeting these girls, and they would save his phone number and call him Food. Like, they listed his name as Food in their phones, and they would only call him when they wanted to go get some food from this dude, right? So you got that segment right there, which I, like I said, I like to throw into like the weirdo incel-ish type of category. And then you got the niggas that treat Black YouTube as the 13th grade, meaning you got niggas 35, 40 years old who never really, in my opinion, accomplished much in life, and they use YouTube to essentially reinvent themselves. A onesie and a twosie is probably making decent money off this to where they can support a family. But the majority of these niggas, they spend 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours online, barely collecting $10-$20 in super chats a week. But they want to position themselves as the man. I know everything. I got my life all together. I'm that nigga. When I bet if you rewind the clock back to high school, they were never that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So you got that segment. And then you got the other segment of, you know, people like me, Keep It Techie Royce. You know, we just dudes who live the regular random life, did our thing, got little careers going on, got things going on. And, you know, we just kind of in and around, right? Now, to separate myself from Royce and Keep It Techie and others, I, at least at one point, was trying to convince people, man, y'all niggas need to do something with your life. Go learn tech. There's all type of money out here. Get your mind right. Go into the military. Look at all the benefits myself and Royce get. Royce is a 20. He retired after 20 years. I did 13 years, and I didn't officially retire, but I get all the same benefits as a retiree, just not the official retiree designation, right? I was on that tip. Now I'm just like, you know what? I'm not on that tip anymore, y'all. I'm on this. I'm just here to watch niggas crash and burn and laugh, right? That's what I'm here for. I'm here strictly for hashtag nigga shit, right? I'm here for the nigga shit. I don't think I really want anything else up out of this space, right? And so I've been trying to tell AM1, I know he's busy out there doing what he does in real life. I'm like, I don't know if, and I've even told City, I've told a lot of people this, but I'm like, listen, especially AM1, I'm like, I think you just need to stop trying to convince people. Just go out there, do AM1, make your content, do what you do, have fun, laugh at niggas, but, you know, trying to convince niggas to get skills and resources, I don't think this is really a thing niggas want to do. It's more so a thing of, if they want to do it, they're going to have to go out there and find it on their own and then get interested in doing it. But trying to convince niggas to get their mind right so they can stop crying about Keisha and all them, that's not what niggas want. Niggas are obsessed with Keisha in some form or fashion. They are obsessed with it, obsessed with the being known as Keisha. And, you know, depending upon how you know, what position you are, if you're a content creator, the obsession with Keisha can be a moneymaker to a certain extent. Or if you're not a content creator, the obsession with Keisha can just be a nonstop form of escapism for you, for whatever real life crap you're dealing with in real life, for whatever damn reason. I don't think that this space is going to evolve into maybe what people thought the direction it was possibly going to go down. I think it's just a space to whine and vent about Keisha, directly, indirectly, what you gonna do to get Keisha back in line, get our passport so we can get away from Keisha, and, you know, go deal with some overseas quiche. You know, I don't know. I think that's what it is, man. That's what the space is going to be. And I think the faster we all get to this point, I think the happier we'll all be with our, especially those of us who are content creators. I think we'll be happier. We'll be more mentally at peace with, all right, this is just what niggas do. You know what I'm saying? It's like when I watch the news at night, right? And I be seeing, somebody got shot over here. Somebody got shot over here. I'm at the point now, it's like, well, I've been at this point, but it's like when I look at the news, I don't even like care. I don't even care because one, I don't live in those areas where a lot of that stuff tends to happen. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, I don't care. I kind of look at it like, you know, that's what niggas do. That's what niggas do. Like, what you want me to do about it? I'm what you want me to do? You want me to go to the hood and fly around with my cape on trying to stop bullets from flying? Nah, that's just what niggas do. So that sentiment has transferred onto YouTube to where it's like, this is what niggas do. And I think once we all get to that point, I think we'll all be happy, man. I think we'll all be happy and we'll all get great entertainment out of watching a never-ending soap opera that we all can participate in real time. And I think that's, you know, I think that's how we all should approach this, because trying to say the community online, offline, especially in this online medium, that ain't happening, Jack. That ain't happening. Niggas aren't really into that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Based off of what I've seen, they'll say they are. And onesies or twosies will demonstrate that they are. But for the most part, niggas ain't really interested. I think you just need to just stick with the nigga shit, man. We just need to maybe just call it, instead of calling it Black YouTube, just call it nigga shit. Because that's essentially what this space is about. And I'm cool with that at the end of the day. I think I'm finally at peace with that being that. Whether it's niggas beefing, whining, crying, I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with it. Matter of fact, I this is what I'm actually looking forward to now. You know what I mean? It's just like, when I want to go learn something to get my arty smarts on, I just don't really like, I don't think there's like too many niggas in this space that I would actually invest in beyond what they currently put up to see if they got some arty smart stuff. I'm cool with the crap. You know what I'm saying? I think that's how we all should be. Jesus saves. I watch and laugh. Yeah, man. I'm with you, Hood Servative. I'm cool with it now, bro. A chick tried to get my views on baby ending. I'm like, I don't care. That's a personal decision. And you know what? I was one of them dudes once upon a time, like, you're killing babies. Listen, I think I'm switching my position to more of a pro-choice stance. I'm cool with it. It's like, it's not my kid. I didn't get you pregnant. I mean, I don't have to. The only thing I don't like about that is that, you know, if I have to pay for it out of my taxpayer money, I'm not a fan of that. But if they want to go do that, listen, I'm not going to be outside with a protest sign. If they want to make songs talking about how they murdering and killing, I'm not getting involved. That ain't my woman. I didn't get that chick pregnant. Ain't my problem. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Do what you do. Someone said the Manosphere should create affordable housing for brother. I don't know who said that. I heard some people say it was BMT. I didn't see him say that. But listen, I don't know. How would that even work? I don't even know. But G Dizzle is not about to be. Look, I'm not in favor of affordable housing coming into the area that I live in. So I'm not. Listen, when it comes to grown men out there, if you can't figure out how to afford some housing or whatever, then you probably need to be out there on the street at the stoplights with your signs asking for money and just staring at me wondering how come I'm not rolling my windows down. Like, I mean, that's just kind of what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not with this affordable housing for brothers. Like, no, go figure it out, nigga. You got the internet and a smartphone. Go figure something out, B. I'm cool with it. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Barbershop entertainment. I'm on that. I'm on that, man. I think that's what it is. I don't think there's really nothing else to really expect beyond this. And like I say, this is not to be all sad and down. I'm just accepting what it is. This is what it is. I don't know if we need to have 50 more live streams of people debating about the direction of the spend. No, I think we all should just come to a consensus. This is what it is. It's a barbershop, and it's cool. You know, we all go to the bar. Well, at least most of us should go to the barbershop. Matter of fact, I'm due. I didn't go to the barbershop this weekend because I had to go take care of some crap. But my barbershop, them niggas be in there playing trap music and all kind of unedited trap music with the kids in there. I'd be like, oh Jesus, I want to go find another spot but all the niggas in there can cut hair real good. So I have to keep going there. So I'm like, God damn it. Got to go in there and bring my kids in here and they listening to drill rap. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. But I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying? So yes, my taxes pay for Rodney's juice fund. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, man, but all you can do is vote. I mean, go vote. I'm not putting up any videos and arguments about it because what was it? My brother said something. He was like, we got to talking about Governor DeSantis. Cause, you know, we live in Florida. Governor DeSantis and how people like, oh, they're trying to ban Black history. I was like, that's not what they're doing. But anyways, we got to talking. I was like, you know, at the end of the day, you can't, what you gonna do? You can go out there and protest and march. All you can do is just go vote. That's it. Just go vote. if you feel that passionate about it, just go vote. That's what you do. Just vote. That's it. Cash your vote. Go on about your business. Ain't nothing else you can do. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to be out there in the streets hanging out with Ben Crump talking about we suing the state of Florida like them other Black students. You know, if you feel opposed to it, which I'm not opposed to the bill, be honest with you. But just go vote. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can do. What's up, Kerry? I told someone yesterday, if I wanted to learn Code Fusion, I'm not coming to the Manosphere. I'm going to Neil deGrasse Tyson Discovery Channel. Dudes need to stop expecting philosophical combos. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to my man BMT, the affordable housing. BMT, they say you out there talking about brothers need to get affordable housing. Like, I don't know exactly what they were talking about, but they linked your name to that. I'm gonna have to explain it on a live stream because I've heard people saying it. But I didn't know what the hell it was talking about. I quit going to this hood barbershop once the barber started threatening to shoot each other while cutting my hair. Now I go to the Puerto Ricans. I'm dark, but I have soft hair. Yeah, barbers is threatening to shoot each other in the barbershop. Like, bro, what's really going on up in there, man? I ain't never seen that happen at the barbershop. I've seen a fight happen outside. And it was normally between a barber and, you know, some other random person. It wasn't like barber on barber. You got barber on barber violence going on? Yeah, that's crazy as hell. I ain't never been in the midst of that. That's crazy. That is crazy. Yeah, go find your new shop, man. We'll find you a new spot. Turn 41, no kids, hitting my stride. Put all those complaining about BWs behind me. Listen, you know, if you ain't got no kids and you cool with that, living that lifestyle of, you know, being childless, you know, go do you, man. If you want to get a passport, go over. Like, I don't even understand the whole passport debacle. Like, I just don't understand why people are opposed to dudes getting passports and going overseas and mingling with women from other countries. I don't understand it. I don't understand the pushback towards it, especially the pushback coming from men. I can see if women are giving pushback because they just want to whine and cry about some stuff. But dudes that have a problem with, like, look, I'm a married dude. I'm married. I don't have an issue with brothers getting passports, going overseas and mingling with other chicks because they want to go over there and do what they do. I don't understand what the problem is. What's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the problem is? I don't get it. But I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something to the conversation. I don't know. This space just let me know how to talk to my therapist. Yeah, man, get a therapist in your life, B. Yep. Enjoy the show. Shout out to my man, Business Podcast, K Business Podcast, WWF versus WCW Entertainment. That's all, bro. NWO Fraction versus Four Horsemen. That's all, nothing serious. Well, you got all the wrestling references down. I forgot all about the damn WCW. Yeah, look, I get it. Like I say, listen, YouTube is such a big website. Like I say, when we think of Black YouTube, I think we all think that it's just like this monstrosity. Like that's all YouTube is Black YouTube. It's like, I can't remember what the stats are. I gave them out before, but it's like hundreds of millions of channels out there. YouTube, like I say, out of all the Black YouTube creators, I think I personally believe it's probably no more than like maybe 400 of us total. I'm talking about when you include like Pro Blacks, all the Black Women channels, the Black Manosphere channels, and you know, all the conversations that are Black centric. It's probably like 400 or 500 of us max, if I had to give a guesstimate. I can't imagine it being thousands, you know what I'm saying? But you got your own little you got whatever fraction that you want to, or faction you want to fall up into. But you know, I think if you're hoping and praying that the space is going to be like this this Negro encyclopedia, online Negro Encyclopedia Britannica, where every Negro who creates a channel becomes a content creator, we're all spitting out arty smarty stuff to uplift the community, get brothers right, so we can, you know, become productive members of society and overthrow white supremacy and get the B-dubs to bow down and get back on because they see us being productive. I think we're all fooling ourselves. And I'm guilty of possibly fooling myself once upon a time too. You know what I'm saying? All right, so Doug, Doug says it's thousands, hundreds of thousands. All right, Doug, here's what I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. Yes, you're correct. There are possibly hundreds of thousands of Black channels. But what I'm saying is there's a difference between a Black YouTuber and a YouTuber who just happens to be Black. So a Black YouTuber would be somebody like me, Sexy Red, K Business Podcast, Royce J, BMT. We will be classified as Black YouTubers because the majority of our content is centered around Black issues, Black topics. A YouTuber who just happens to be Black would be somebody like Marquise Brownlee, who just happens to have, he makes a lot of tech videos, got like, I don't know, 15, 16 million subscribers, but he just happens to be Black. He doesn't really talk about Black issues. Matter of fact, I've only seen him do one video on Black issues. And that was after George Floyd died, he did a video talking about that. But other than that, he doesn't talk about Black relationships, white supremacy, passport bros, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean by Black YouTube. It's probably like a max of like maybe on a high end, 400 of us, if that. And I think it's probably less than that, but I'm being generous here. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it exceeds more than 400 of Black YouTubers. All right. I go to the white side of YouTube for intellectual streams and slum it on the. You know, I think that's what we all do, man. Listen. Now, listen, white YouTube, I'm pretty sure they got some ratchets out there on white YouTube. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you're right. You know, me personally, when I want to go out there and I want to learn something, just a random topic that ain't got nothing to do with some nigga shit, when I go to YouTube and do a search for it, it's like 99.9% of the videos are by other people. And so when I sit down and watch it, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, just like you said, when I want to come back to the, you know, hear my Negro nonsense, obviously I'm coming back over here because this is what niggas do. Niggas ain't into that other stuff for the most part like that. You know what I mean? Tech G has been a huge resource. Yeah, it is a huge resource, right? You know, that's why I gave A talking this crap.
Time out. I've been to your channel, Tech G, and it looks mediocre. I'm like, nigga, my channel be putting people on, be passing certifications. I'm personally training like upwards of 18 students right now, helping them pass certs and teaching them stuff through my class that I don't put on YouTube to help strengthen their overall skill sets, which can translate to their skill sets for their resume, stuff they can put on their resume to make their resume stronger. It's like, Tech G, I don't do high level tech discussions because my audience is geared towards newbies. That's it. We're not talking about, you know, all this high level stuff that others do. And I'm like, that's not who I aim that channel at. So, but I gets it in, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna talk about the money I make over there, but you know, it's pretty decent for the size channel that I got. I'll just say the money I make over there, you would think people with 100,000 subscribers would be making the type of money I make on the channel. Only got like 12,000 subs. And that's another thing too. Let's talk about profitability. I mean, I've talked about this. So I guess I got to keep beating this dead horse. But if you want to come to YouTube and be a content creator, my advice is you create two channels. You create your nigga shit, Negro nonsense, happy hour channel, like G Dizzle, and just automatically expect that you're going to be doing a bunch of charity work on this channel. You'll be lucky if you get a super chat, a Cash App. Like everybody's not going to be Kevin Samuels or Angry Man with super chats just flowing up and down your screen. You have to come into this and expect that you're just going to be on here running your mouth for however long you do a live stream or whatever, and not really getting any significant money in return. You have to be honest with this and just accept it. Just be real with it and accept it. Don't get mad. Like if you don't see a super chat come in, or Cash App, like don't get mad and start punching the screen. Just accept that this is just how it's going to work for the majority of us over here. You're just over here just to do some charity work, talk some shit. You know what I'm saying? Just give you opinion out for free. But if you want to treat YouTube as a business and make money, then you need to create content on a separate channel outside of the Black YouTube algorithm that has to deal with something you know a lot about, whether it's a skill or a hobby. And then you'll probably, you stand a far greater chance of making money over there. Because over here, if you want to make money, you got to be willing to crank that nigga shit meter all the way to the max. And you got to turn your cameras on. I just don't think most people are willing to do that. But create two channels, man. I tell you, let me see. This G Dizzle, y'all want to know how much money I made off this channel, off AdSense last month? I'm going to tell y'all right now. Give me a second. I got to pull it up on my phone. I'm going to tell you how much money G Dizzle made off of AdSense. I ain't get no super chats. I mean, no super chats. No Cash Apps. None. What? Did I? I don't even know. But here, let me tell you how much money I made last month. This channel made $31 last month. That's it. $31 was what this channel made off of AdSense, super chats, whatever. $31, right? That's it. And I'm not crying because it is what it is, right? It's one of those things that I can't control, and I'm not about to go above and beyond to try to make the channel financially viable. You know what I mean? Because I just realized that it's to me, it's too much work. What I mean by too much work, I don't want to be on here for 2-3 hours every single day like clockwork. I mean, I just don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't. I got other activities. Like I took my wife and my kids to, they had this thing down here where they had the world's biggest, what do you call them little things? The kids jump in, they blow them up with air, and the kids jump inside of them things. The world's biggest jumpy thing, right? So we went out there for a couple hours. They had food trucks out there, jumpy things all over the place. And then they had like the world's biggest one. That's how they were marketing. I don't know if it was actually the world's biggest, but it was pretty damn big because even I went up in there. And it was me and some other parents. We was all in there. The kids just jumping up and down, having the time of their life. They playing music in this big jumpy thing. They got bubbles blowing all over the place. And me and the parents, you know, all the other adults that was in there watching our kids, we in there jumping. Well, we weren't jumping. We were just trying to hold on to some shit and not fall over. It was we was tired. It puts a little workout on your little legs. You know what I'm saying? When you in there, and I was like, God, these kids got all the energy in the world, man. And they was in there for a whole hour jumping, right? So I was in there for a whole hour. I want to say after about 20 minutes, I was ready to get the hell up out of that damn thing, right? But So I want to go out there and do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Have fun with my family, do some family stuff, go out, kick it. I can't be on YouTube for like 2-3 hours every single day, B. I can't do it. And so that's why when I get, what I say, $31, I think the month before, matter of fact, yeah, I'm gonna read y'all. So September 2022, this channel made $28. October 2022, it made $61. November 2022, it made 64. December 2022, 37 or 38. Last month, 31. Like that's how much money this channel has earned. And currently, as of today, we're up to $1.42. that's how much money my channel has made. This channel has made in the past 6 months. Now you go to my other channel, we're in the thousands. We're into the thousands of dollars on the other channel, right? Direct and indirect, right? From YouTube. We're into the thousands of dollars. And so I'm saying that to say, if you want to be a content creator and you want to be in and around the manosphere, I don't know if coming into this space and thinking you're going to become rich like Kevin or whatever, I don't know if you're entering this space with the right mentality. I think you need to enter this space and be like, I'm just here just to talk my shit about whatever it is I talk about. We're going to chop it up. We're going to laugh. We're going to joke. We're going to clown. And just don't expect don't expect to be paying mortgage payments off of the money that you collect over here. Go create another channel, your quote unquote professional channel or your hobby channel that has a audience that isn't just black YouTube. You can attract white eyeballs and everybody. Go grow that. And you could probably make money over there where you can pay mortgages and car notes and all types of stuff. Right? Because that's what I can do. I can literally pay my mortgage off of my YouTube checks if I wanted to, right? And just never have to touch my personal funds again. I can just use YouTube, but that's off of Tech G's channel, not over here. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I think. That's how I think we should be moving forward when we view YouTube. Yeah, I don't know. I don't be watching a whole lot of white YouTube beef channels. I don't know who's beefing with who. I really don't keep up with it like that. Other than I've been keeping up. Let me see. The only white YouTube beef I could think of at the moment was Louder with Crowder versus Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens. Like that's the most recent one that I can think of on a high level. And speaking of that, right? So let's talk about that, right? Louder with Crowder. So in case you guys don't know, Louder with Crowder is a conservative news commentary channel. Dude got like 5-6 million subs, right? So the Daily Mail, which is co-owned by Ben Shapiro, and Candace Owens is a contractor for the Daily Mail. Matt Walsh is a contractor for the Daily Mail. But Ben Shapiro owns it. He's like the co-owner of the company, right? In case you guys didn't know. They were beefing with Louder with Crowder because they wanted Louder with Crowder to come over to the Daily Mail and be a part of their network. But Louder with Crowder didn't like the contract terms that they were putting up and all the potential penalties that he would incur financially if he got demonetized or whatever the case may be. Now, the reason I want to bring this up, since my man Kay said white YouTube is beefing, look at the level of the beefing isn't even the same, okay? When niggas beef on black YouTube, we're beefing over who got doxxed, who said what, yada yada. And look, I'm guilty of participating in it myself, right? When these white YouTubers beef, they're beefing over money to the tune of like $50 to $100 million. That's what the Louder and Crowder versus Ben Shapiro beef is about. They're beefing over a contract that is worth $50 to $100 million. Like, that is how much money Ben Shapiro's company wanted to pay Louder with Crowder. They wanted to give him a $50 million contract to be a part of their YouTube network or media network. But Louder didn't like the terms of the contract, so we put them on blast. It's like, when you compare black YouTube and so-called white YouTube, even with the beef ain't even the same. Because at least over here, you might beef and get, you got $200 in the super chats that day. And then you're going to run it back up again tomorrow. Three, four days in a row, you're going to beef about the same topic. And let's just say you're doing good collecting at least $100 in super chats. These niggas is beefing over $50 million, bruh. $50 million. The beef ain't even the same with black folks when it comes to the so-called white space. You can make so much more money beefing over there than you can over here, is what I'm trying to tell you. So it was like, is it worth it to come to black YouTube other than just to expect that I'm here just to talk some smiggity smack and, you know, just keep it pushing? It's crazy, right? Yeah, man, that's what us parents do, B. We gotta do all that stuff, man. But it's crazy. The beef is on a whole other level. I'm talking about niggas is beefing over $50 million. And the exact terms in the contract. Go watch them videos. I couldn't stop watching. I was like, I was just watching it. Like, they came out like about a week or two ago. I was just like, damn. I had no clue they was offering money. Like Ben Shapiro was getting money like that. Like, it really gave you a glimpse into their world as to how much money is really moving on this platform and how much money people can potentially make. I mean, they offering niggas $50 million contracts, B. $50 million. Those are NBA contracts to just be YouTubers. But niggas is over here arguing about Keisha. Well, I tell you, it's a whole other world out there, man. Whole other world, B. But, you know, this is just what niggas do over here. You know what I'm saying? This is just what niggas do. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that, baby. Yeah, the beef ain't even the same. So anyways, I just wanted to share that, man. Like I say, I'm just here for the entertainment value for the most part, as I think we all are. I say, if you want to learn something, there are multiple, because, you know, I'll agree with Edward Anderson and others. If you want to learn something, like, there's nothing stopping you from going to look outside of the space to go learn something. Like, there are channels all over the place. You can learn damn near anything you want on YouTube for the most part to enhance your life, get a new career. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be reserved just for black YouTube. It's like, I don't think that's something that, you know, we should be expecting. I think we all should just be comfortable with the idea that we're here just for the nigga shit. And that's cool. I enjoy it. I watch too much of it. I'll be honest with you. I watch too much. But when I'm watching it, am I at work actually working? So that's why you might see me in the chat. Some people have asked, why don't you come up? I was like, nigga, I'm working. I can't hit the link. I'm at work. I'm literally at work as I'm listening to this. I can't hit the link and come up. I'm at work. So, you know, that's when I listen to it. But, you know, it is what it is, man. Niggas beef over who child support case was worse. I don't know nothing about child support, so hopefully I never have to know anything about it. But, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? I haven't been invited I don't even know. I don't think I'm going to any Manosphere meetups. I don't think I'm welcome in those spaces. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I'm really welcome in those spaces. So I don't think I'll be going. Now that's cool with me. I'm good. Shout out to Freezone Lou. Negroes fought me for the right to have sex bots. BMT, what the hell is going on with you in YouTube? Like, what are you talking about? Negroes fought me for the right to, you are anti-sex bots, and they're so let me tell you what's going to happen with that, BMT. You're going to have to switch positions on that. Sex bots is coming, right? As artificial intelligence gets way more advanced and smarter, I predict niggas is going to be having sex bot girlfriends, AI girlfriends. I predict that's what's going to happen. I mean, I can prove it to you right now. How you spell Japanese? Japanese man marries hologram. So look, let me show you this real quick. This is coming to the black YouTube space in a dating arena. See this right here? Make this bigger. Japanese man marries a hologram. All right? Whatever his name is, took his love for a fictional character one step forward by holding a getting married ceremony with the hologram, whatever the hologram's name is, a virtual singer who has starred in several video games and has even accompanied Lady Gaga on her world tours. This is in Japan, bro. Your man's out here legally got married to a piece of code. So, and the code is 16-year-old hop. So, and he's never cheated on the code. You know what I'm saying? So we look at this and we be like, this is some weirdo crap. Y'all do know in Japan, they have a lot of dudes over there that share similar sentiments about Japanese women, where they don't want to get married. As a matter of fact, Japan is having a birth crisis right now. Let me see. Japanese birth rate. I saw a news story. Look at this right here. So Japan has a population of 125 million. It said they only had about 800,000 births last year. So out of a population that has 125 million people, only 800,000 babies were born last year. So they're having similar issues where people don't want to get married. They don't want to be in relationships. They're MGTOW. They're not procreating. Dude, you cannot sustain a viable country when your birth rate is that low in comparison to how many people are alive. Right, I'm talking about you would potentially have like literal collapse. People wouldn't be able to maintain the buildings, the physical infrastructure, because you don't have enough people being born to take care of that country, that society, and that's currently what they're experiencing right now. And then you throw this on top of it, niggas is marrying pieces of code, and then you come back over to the black YouTube space. Niggas don't like Keisha. Everybody's getting passports going overseas. You know, everybody thinks it's all sweet and dandy overseas. A lot of dudes are going to run into the same issues with women overseas. I think what's going to happen is going to evolve into this over here in due time. Like I say, we all saw that one O'Shea Duke Jackson video where he was interviewing that truck driver, that light-skinned dude. He was either light-skinned or Hispanic. And that dude was in the truck with a sex doll, gave it a name. He even created an Instagram page for his sex doll. Had it riding in the truck with him in the front seat, talking about, this is my girl. Like, anybody remember that O'Shea Duke Jackson live stream about 3 years ago? I ain't never forgot it. where this is going to be the norm to some degree. So you might have to change your position on sex bots, BMT, and accept the reality that dudes might be out here with sex bots and bragging about it. Talking about, yeah, and naming it Keisha. That's where everything is going, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what's going to be happening. So, $50 million to speak online is crazy. I like Steven Crowder, but I can't feel much sympathy for him as if $50 million wasn't enough. I would accept way less than that. Here's the thing. He's worth, so if they offered him $50 million, that means he's worth that. Because, listen, Steven Crowder, let me go to his YouTube channel. YouTube Crowder with Crowder. All right, louder. Oh my God, but y'all can't see my channel. Hold on. My video. Our screen. So Louder with Crowder has 5 million subscribers, bro. Almost 6 million subscribers. Every video. Damn near, look at the videos. We're into the hundreds of thousands, into the millions of views per video. Right? And then he has his own website called Mug Club, where he has his own, you know, people pay him a subscription fee. And we're probably talking about into the hundreds of thousands of people that pay him to sign up on his website to get exclusive access to his content. His channel is demonetized, in case you guys didn't know that. He doesn't make any money off of AdSense on YouTube for like the past 2 or 3 years. But he gets hundreds of thousands of views per video. So for them to offer him $50 million, you got to understand that's $50 million. I think the contract was like over the course of about 5 years. Now that's not $50 million going into his pocket. He would have to use that $50 million to pay for his own production, hire his own staff, yada, yada, yada. So he wasn't straight pocketing $50 million. But that was for the life of the contract. And then he would have to use that money to do all these other things. But regardless of the number, the dude brings the eyeballs. And we ain't talking, like over here in the Black Manosphere, we think 10,000 views a video is a lot, which it is for most of us. These mugs is putting up 500,000 into the millions of views per video. Every single time they drop a video, they getting into the hundreds of thousands of views. And don't let them videos be 100% monetized. They making stupid cheese. You understand what I'm saying? So the $50 million might be worth it. As far as Ben Shapiro is concerned. But regardless, look at the high level of money that they're dealing with. We're over here arguing. Just think about it. You got niggas that'll do whole panels for 3-4 hours a day, argue, cuss people out, dox people, threaten to catch flights. Don't let me catch you at the Manosphere, so I'm a shank you up. You know, just this is what we do. Just so that we hope and pray we can see a $10 super chat fly up on the screen, or we get a $50 Cash App or something like that. Right? When Ben Shapiro and Louder with Crowder, Steven Crowder are going at it, they're going at it over $50 million, B. They're publicly arguing with people over $50 million. Like these last two videos he put up, it's time to stop. And I didn't want to do this. These are two videos he directed towards Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire, whatever the hell they call their website. 1.5 million, 1.8 million. Both of these videos are not monetized, but they're bickering over, they're beefing over 50 M's, 50 million M's. Niggas is over here beefing over 10, 20, trying to see if we can get more super chats. I collected $100 in super chats today, y'all. Thanks to the brothers putting it on the wood. It's insane. It's not even the same. That's why I'm saying you stand a way better chance of being financially prosperous in the white manosphere, or the white manosphere, the greater YouTube, I should say. Because it's real money floating. It's life-changing money floating around out there. I got a homeboy of mine's. He used to be my soldier in the Army. In the Army, he didn't never want to work out. He was lazy, had discipline issues, yada, yada, yada. He ended up getting out the military. Anyways, fast forward about 15 years later, which is where we currently are today. He's all up and down my Facebook profile, posting videos of him getting in shape. Like, he's out there riding them little bikes in the gym, doing his little fitness videos. I mean, he's like really like getting in seriously ridiculous shape that he wasn't doing that crap in the military. But you look at him now, you're like, damn, bro, you're really working your ass off. But all he does is post his videos on Instagram and Facebook. And I had to give him a lesson. I'm like, why don't you create a YouTube channel, bro? You know, you can make real money with these videos. Just take out the copyrighted music. And I had to refer him to some links, like this one dude right here. Anybody heard of this dude called Bully Juice? Bully Juice is a black dude who used to be in the Air Force. He makes nothing but fitness videos, insanely. Right? I've been sub to this dude since he had like 300,000 subscribers. I was telling my homeboy, I'm like, this dude probably makes $50,000 a month, bare minimum, off YouTube, just working out. And I'm like, my homeboy, he ain't as ripped and muscular as this dude is, but I'm like, you just create a channel. Because you're already doing it on Facebook. Why not put that same content on YouTube showing your progression? Shit, you might get to the point where you got 50 to 100,000 subscribers. And you could be making some real cheese, you know, starting to make some real money off that. Because people love fitness videos, especially around the beginning of the year. We all watch them. We just watch them. Never actually go work out, but we just watch them. I've been telling my homeboy that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get him motivated so he can get out there and get to the money. Hoping he don't fall into the black, because he knows about black YouTube. I would tell him, don't come over here, bro. Don't come over. You're going to be broke. You're going to be broke and dusty like the rest of us. Don't come over here. Yeah, yeah. I remember that, D. Durrell. Yeah, your man's had the doll in the truck. He had a whole Instagram page set up around that doll. I was like, niggas is doing the most, man. All right, anyways, I'm about to go. So like I say, I'm just here for the Negro nonsense. I'm finna come up off that, motivating people. If people want to learn, you go to my channel, Tech G, go to Keep It Techies channel. But it's the days of me trying to convince niggas to get skills and resources. Them days is gone, B. I'm here for the Negro nonsense. We're gonna laugh, we're gonna clown, we're gonna joke, we're just gonna talk about whatever the hell I feel like talking about on this channel. And that's that. I'm the days of trying to save the community and convince niggas, man, that's wasted time, B. That is wasted time. I just want to laugh and chuckle and then go back to my real life knowing that I don't live like how these niggas is complaining. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what brings me a joy. I be hearing niggas complain about Keisha or the white man. Then I go back and live my regular life. I'm like, man, I'm so glad my real life ain't like none of this shit. I'm so glad I don't have them problems. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, that's all I got. Y'all be safe out there. I got to go back to make more content for my other channel. So y'all be easy. I'm out. Peace.